It's time to talk to teenagers about teen dating violence. That's according to Vera House. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Syracuse agency hopes to get the conversation going between adults and youth with a Twitter town hall meeting today.
As many as one in three teens will experience some kind of violence stemming from a romantic relationship, according to Vera House Education Director Lauren Cunningham. And it's often hard to get teens to open up about it.
They've maybe talked to their friends about it, but not often to the adults in their lives. And so part of the reason that we're doing this Twitter town hall and engaging in this program called It's Time to Talk is that we want to encourage parents and adults in young people's lives to start opening up conversation about teen dating violence.
Cunningham says one roadblock to this conversation with adults is technology. Parents often don't understand the dynamics of a world ruled by cell phones, where instant communication can be expected or demanded by a partner.
Expectations get set around, you need to have your phone on all the time, I need to be able to get in touch with you all the time. If I text you, you should be texting me back immediately. So these expectations around communication and the control that comes into play there is, it's really intense and it's very different, I think, than what many of us adults are accustomed to.
The Vera House Twitter Town Hall runs from 3:30 to 4:30 this afternoon. You can join the conversation at Vera House, Inc. using the hashtag VHTalks. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.